I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
You're dead, your children, your wife, your whole family, I'll kill them all. And then ironically says, I have your face. We all have his face.
Yeah, so do we. And look, that's a federal crime. And not only threatening the ICE officer, but think about how disgusting this individual is, threatening his family and his children with death. What is this man doing? He's just doing his job standing there. And so that is disgusting, that what you just showed, and we see his face. And I promise you, we will find him. And when we find him, we will arrest him, because it is a crime not only to threaten law enforcement, but not surprisingly, to threaten their family as well.
Good, good. Attorney General Blanche talking about some of these protests around ICE detention centers, and in that one case where the guy just went ballistic on an ICE agent, threatening to kill him and his family. And Blanche says, we've got his face, we'll track him down, and we will charge him. Good. There are too many out there that think they can get away with this stuff, and it's because many on the left will make sure they get away with it. They'll do everything they can. They get activist judges and prosecutors to just look away or excuse it or a slap on the wrist. And we have so many asking, why are things so out of control? It starts right there. In our last hour, we were talking about corporal punishment. If you missed that hour, I'll remind you, every program we do later goes up as a podcast at Newstalk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, and LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. And reminding you, when we're on the air, like right now, we are streaming video. You can watch the program right this moment. How do you do it? You go to Newstalk STL Rumble, Facebook or Twitter, LarryConnorsUSA Rumble or Facebook. You will never have to miss a program, and you can always pull up and share with others. I encourage you to do that. In fact, I ask that if you're pulling up a podcast, listen later, share it with others. You are our multiplying factor. With Larry Connors USA, you're going to get news, analysis, commentary, and education. You leave each hour with more information than you have as you began each hour. Later in this hour, we're going to take a closer look at Joe Biden's deception, covering for Joe Biden and his ineptness and senility, possibly. I'm not trying to diagnose him, but we all saw what happened. And yet she continued to say, at one point, of course, in an interview, she had said, I thought maybe he's having a stroke. I was very worried. I was fearful. And then later, there's nothing to worry about here. How can you switch from one side to the other that fast? Because they're protecting him and protecting, in her case, her position as the first lady. I say that's absolutely shameful. And then you get the leftists coming up with candidates that you think, how are they ever going to get into office with what they're proposing? But not only do they get elected, then they can make claims and so forth. And again, the public rallies around them when they're not thinking logically. That's something that seems to truly be missing. Common sense is not so common anymore. Mondani and his intent to take over all the properties held by bad landlords in New York City.
We will work to transfer ownership to responsible stewards. Stewards that include community land trusts, nonprofits,
Lawmakers say the proposal is taking democratic socialism to a whole new level. So this is land confiscation. It's communist and un-American. Meanwhile, others are comparing the plan to Karl Marx's ideology, since it seeks to transition housing from private commodity into public good.
That's exactly the point I was making last week when he first started talking about taking over these properties. If you've got a bad landlord and the tenants need better care, you can get to the point where you can fine the landlord over and over again. And if necessary, you have to condemn the facility. Now, that does not help the people that were living there if they had to be displaced and go somewhere else. But you cannot have the mayor of New York and his own government deciding, we're going to take over private property because we decided we want to. But you heard all the yells of those shouting support. Do you think any one of them own any property? Would they like it if their car was suddenly taken from them? Because we just don't think you need a car. You should get more exercise. So we're going to take your car from you. You have to walk. And you're not going to be able to use the subways either. By the way, yesterday, Mondami broke with a decades-long political tradition. There is a parade, the Israeli Day, where Jewish groups descend on Manhattan's Fifth Avenue at a display in the area's Jewish community, drawing in participants. This has been a must-attend event for mayors of New York City. But Mondami did not go. He had said he wasn't going to. He had already said that he wasn't. And you know why? Because, as he said, I'm repeating his remarks, I said on the campaign trail I would not be attending the parade. I made my views on the Israeli government abundantly clear. In other words, I hate Jews. This is the guy they elected to lead New York City. And the Democrat candidates have so many flawed candidates they keep putting up. And then they wonder why. Why is this not working out? Of course, one of them is the guy that's trying to get a Senate position in Maine, Graham Plattner. Now, this is a guy that had a Nazi SS tattoo for 18 years. He's now trying to cover it over with another tattoo. Has an account on an alleged predator sex site. He is married. Explicit sexting with half a dozen women. He's married. Again, that's between him and his spouse, except that defines his character. He's disparaged all black people because they don't tip properly. He's blamed sexual assault victims for being sexually assaulted. They're to blame for it. He's posted anti-gay posting repeatedly. Denies the Holocaust, mocked a Purple Heart recipient as a dumb MFer who didn't deserve to live. This is the kind of candidate they're putting up, and they don't understand why this is not going to work out. Well, Connecticut Senator Murphy says, maybe we need to reconsider this guy.
The campaign for Graham Plattner confirmed to CBS on Saturday that the Maine Senate candidate had sent sexually explicit texts to women other than his wife. This is in addition to other past controversies. Does he pass the character test?
Yeah, I mean, I have not followed this story as closely as others have, but
no.
I mean, Graham Plattner is somebody that served our country. He served his community. He's also made mistakes, and he has admitted that. Character also involves standing up to people who are bankrupting and corrupting this country, and this race is going to be a contrast between somebody that has put his life on the line for this country against somebody that is literally empowering the moral hollowing out of our nation from the White House. So
he
certainly admitted that he has made mistakes, but I think this is going to be a pretty clear contrast in Maine.
Yeah, he has not apologized for anything, supposedly admitting he made mistakes, as if his apology would mean anything. Now, Senator Cory Booker, Democrat, New Jersey, taking again a diplomatic line and approach, said, yes, I have concerns. The guy has questions to answer. That's what campaigns are for. But then he wanted to jump as to how bad Donald Trump is. This is the connection they make each and every time that they think is a winning answer. And in fact, New Jersey Democrat Senator Andy Kim said, I will work with anyone who wants to fight against President Trump. The Ayatollah wanted to. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un wants to. The Russians want to. You'll side with any of them if they're against Trump. Then you got the Biden issue, which we're going to spend more time on in the next segment. But when all that was becoming apparent that Biden was probably incapable of continuing to hold the office, if Trump had shown any signs since he's been reelected, any sign, even one or two signs of what Biden did repeatedly, they'd be calling for him to be ousted immediately. Using the Constitution, say he's out of here. But back to Connecticut Senator Murphy, when it came to maintaining that Biden is all good to go and we want to keep him on the ticket, now he says, in retrospect, maybe we were wrong.
Democrats stridently, including on this program, said time and again that his cognitive abilities were fine. How do you convince the public that Democrats are telling the truth now?
Yeah, listen, I think Democrats do have to be honest about the mistakes that we made in 2024. Obviously, in retrospect, Joe Biden should have stepped away from that race. We should have had an open contest.
So do you think that in another year or two they would admit, you know, maybe we should have clearly denounced and distanced ourselves from someone like Plattner? You know the saying, you lay down with dogs, you're going to come away with fleas sometimes. And when the Democrats start trying to speak of the word Chuckles the Clown, no, it's character. They stumble and they fumble and they have such a difficult time. They're not backing up anything with character on their own anyway. We will have more on the effort of what they've been doing to protect Joe. And the reason we're doing this is because I'm just re-emphasizing to you that now they admit, yeah, we were wrong. Well, Hunter Biden even called them out and said, I'm angry at Pelosi and everybody else because they kicked Daddy out. They didn't let him run the campaign he should have. And, of course, Kamala's upset because you didn't get rid of him fast enough so I could win. Oh, right. Like that was going to happen anyway. But we'll have more on the effort to protect Joe in our next segment. Doing so, by the way, at the expense of our nation. But first, Cuba is in a true major crisis.
And what we're seeing in Cuba is with this Russian oil tanker turning around is they have no oil. They have no oil, which means they have no electricity. They also have no water. So there is an increasing possibility of a humanitarian crisis or some sort of manifestations that could prompt action on the island. I think the president would prefer a peaceful solution to this, but the president has shown a tremendous courage. He has demonstrated that he has the courage to act and take decisive action. And if I were Cuba and its leaders, I would be paying attention.
That is a former mayor of Miami who is of Cuban ancestry. He's taken saying President Trump can take decisive action and leaders of Cuba should pay attention. There's no word we're going to invade Cuba, but the Cuban regime itself is collapsing. They have maybe 4 hours of power each day in Cuba. And if you don't have power, you cannot have water pumps running. So a lot of people are not getting water. They have no water in many places. How long do you think it will take before that all breaks? And if Trump does anything to even move in and help the Cuban people, which Secretary of State Rubio said, we will send you $100 million to help humanitarian aids, but we're going to make sure it goes through charities like the Catholic Charities or whatever that we know we can document that's going to the people, not to the regime. But again, the Democrats hate Trump so much they want to blame him for everything. They'll find a way to blame him for whatever is going wrong in Cuba right now. And once again, New Jersey Senator Booker pointing out that, look, we had everything under control with Iran until Trump came in.
Well, remember, this is my first point. Before he took office, the Strait of Hormuz was open. There was a deal in place in which they pledged never to have a nuclear weapon. We had insight into their milling, their mining, cameras, and spot inspections to ensure that that commitment they made wasn't there. You had a leader in place that created a fatwa against ever having a nuclear weapon. Well, Donald Trump took all of that and blew it up. And we are now in a situation where he's trying to scramble to get back to where we were before he was president. So, again, I don't believe him that there's some kind of great bargain that's going to end this war. That's why I'm going to continue to fight in the United States Senate to force these war power resolutions, because right now we are still in crisis. We weren't in crisis before he was president, a crisis of his creation. And most perhaps painful is that every American is paying the cost for his incredible disaster at the pump with higher prices and really with the pain that their families are facing economically.
We are not having such a disaster as he describes it. Is there some suffering? Yes, and I'm sure that's true for many, maybe many of you listening. But the bigger picture is Iran cannot have nuclear capability. And they cannot control the Hormuz Strait because it's international waters. But again, they hate Trump so much that they're going to lay all the blame at his feet. And the Obama plan was going to allow Iran to have a nuclear weapon. Booker claims, oh, we had cameras watching them and everything. No, we really didn't. And if they were really going to be open, why would they let people come in unannounced from the UN, International Atomic Inspectors, and take a look around the country? They never allowed that to happen. And Obama just said, oh, they won't get a nuclear weapon on my watch. That was because he was leaving. Talk about a lame duck president. I have a question. Are you a little bit paranoid about digital tracking? I got a story you need to hear on that before we wrap up. And of course, we have more to come about Joe Biden. Lock and load. Ready. On the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying Gesund Heit, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesundheit is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington. Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. John Beale Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
For example, we have 1,000 trillionaires in America. I mean, billionaires in America. Making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with the dealing with everything we have to do with, we finally beat Medicare, and I'm going to continue to move until we get the total ban on the total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either.
And I don't think he did either. You remember that happening in that debate between Trump and Joe Biden. On that debate, News Talk STL held a debate watch party. And we were all watching as the president of the United States at that point was stumbling and bumbling around and then said, we defeated Medicare. What? He meant, I assume, COVID. But he was totally lost. And on one hand, it's funny, and then on the other hand, it is not. One, on a personal level. I don't see anyone go through something like that where they're completely lost. And I don't know if you blame it on maybe drugs they're taking or drugs they need to be taking or the fact that senility or dementia. It's not something to celebrate and take joy over. It's not. And in fact, in listening to that again, I'm hearing him, how he stumbles and starts. I actually cringe. I do. And I feel for him. But the issue was they continued to prop him up as totally capable, fully competent to run the U.S. He was the commander-in-chief. Or was he? Was Jill and a group, another cabal behind her, actually running the country? There will come a day that all of this will come out. It will be very much like we have seen with Trump regaining office. The stuff that has been uncovered and made public now that tells you exactly how much was in play and how the American public was being played by bad actors, leftists generally, and what they did to decent Americans. We wouldn't know any of this if Trump had not been reelected. I cannot stress that to you enough. If he had not been reelected, if Joe Biden had won, if he'd stayed on and had won, I don't think he would have lasted but a few months. And then would have had to bow out. which would have been fine for Kamala, but not good for our nation. She still thinks, by the way, she's a great contender this time around. And so does Gavin Newsom. They're both whack jobs. They really are. Let's be direct about it. But the other day, Joe Biden, a week ago, was talking about Joe's performance in that debate. And here's what she had to say at that time.
I wasn't horrified. I was frightened because I had never, ever seen Joe like that before or since. Never.
Or since.
Yes.
Or You've since. Never seen him like
never.
That.
Never. No.
What happened?
I don't know what happened. I mean, as I watched it, I thought, oh my God, he's having a stroke. And it scared me to death.
It scared me to death. But then after it was over, she treating him like a school child. Oh, Joe, you did great. You answered every question. Here's a lollipop for you. All right, I made that part up. But that's kind of the way it was. Here's a gold star for you. You did so great, Joe. That's what she did right after the debate, saying you did so great. But in that interview a couple of weeks ago now, she admitted, I was horrified. I didn't know. I never had seen that before. And I thought maybe he was having a stroke. I could understand that. And you don't have to be a lover of Joe Biden to have empathy for anyone going through something like that. You should not take great joy in it. I'm telling you that over and over again, because I know some do. I don't. But I also don't want him leading our nation. And I'm angered to no end of those who kept pushing him forward, claiming he's perfectly fine. And Jill was one of the ones doing that. Now, you just heard her say, when I was watching it, that happened, I was horrified. I was frightened for him. I was truly scared. Somebody got to her and said, Jill, you need to tamp that down a little bit. So then over this last weekend, while she was being asked about her reaction and what she thought of Joe's capability, they'd gotten through to her and she restructured her view.
Look at the other presidents. I mean, look, in comparison, when they started in office and got out of office, and it was natural aging.
From the start of the administration, even, some polls were showing that many Americans were questioning the president's mental fitness. I asked you about it when I interviewed you, and you said there's nothing to it.
And I still say that.
Did you ever see signs that he was falling into cognitive decline?
No.
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 Truly.
No. He was fine. I mean, he was fine. It was inexplicable.
But what if that had happened during a meeting with foreign leaders or something like that?
I don't know how to answer that.
Yeah. You don't know how to answer it because we don't know what would have happened. And I'll add this, we don't know that it did not happen in a meeting with a foreign leader that he went off into zombie land. And again, I'm not trying to poke fun at him. I'm saying if he were that incapable dealing with a leader of a major power or a lesser nation, and they saw that, what do you think they took out of that meeting? But Jill Biden on this last weekend, oh, no, he was fine. And she said every president that comes out, there's always a little cognitive decline. Obama came out and his hair was gray. Both Bushes changed in physical appearances. That's a heavy weight on the shoulders of someone. They want the office, they win the office, and then it is a heavy weight to carry. They would break the strongest of wills. But if you're already weak and inept, it's going to make things even tougher. And you're supposed to be capable of leading our nation. And of course, Joe Biden's bought in fully to the open migration. But open the borders. Have no borders whatsoever. And look what we've got happening now. Still trying to clean that mess up. And last week, I pointed this out to you. There are still those trying to get through the border, but we captured about 12 to 15 Chinese military-age men trying to sneak across the border. And it's tougher now because Trump has tightened everything up. Now, why do you think, again, these Chinese men would want to come into our country? For the same reason others have already done it during the Joe Biden era. They'd come across in the dark of night when, at that point, the border was open. No one was going to stop them. But they'd come across in camouflage and hide in the shadows. And how many other terrorists are inside our nation right now, waiting for a signal? And yet we got the Democrats, as I was discussing earlier, they will not fully denounce the candidate to be a senator from Maine, Plattner. They will not call him out despite everything about him, everything from a Nazi tattoo, which he's tried to cover over, to basically saying blacks are bad tippers and they're bad people, basically. And he's calling out gays. I don't see the leftists saying, you cannot say that. No, what they're saying on the left, the Democrats, well, you know, we will, he'll have to answer questions, as he should. But Chris Murphy, who has admitted that, yeah, we probably should have gotten Biden out earlier. That was a mistake. He will not admit they're making a mistake with Plattner. Chris Murphy has a book titled Crisis of the Common Good. I don't know how the hell he came up with that title because he has no knowledge of the common good. But we are facing a crisis, I will agree with that. And look who created it. Even Cory Booker admitted that Plattner, maybe we need to look at him closer, that he will have to answer some questions. But they're not cutting him loose from the party. And I don't know what kind of Democrat money he's getting or not getting. We'll see in the end. If you recall, there's something else that Joe Biden said when he was in office. My son, I will not give him a pardon. There will be no pardon for Hunter Biden. Did he stick to that? No, of course he didn't. You didn't really buy that story, did you? Let's pick up that on the other side of the break.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation. If they bring the intellectual conversation. And NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold radiation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington.
This is News Talk STL.
I was born in the rain on the Ponce train underneath the Louisiana moon. I don't mind the strain of a hurricane. They come around every June. The high black water, a devil's daughter. She's hot, she's cold, and she's mean. But nobody taught her. It takes a lot of water to wash away New Orleans.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
President Biden had said that he would never pardon his son.
He did.
And then he pardoned him. Did you urge the president to think again about that?
Well, you know, Joe said in the beginning, I won't pardon Hunter. I won't pardon Hunter. And then the Justice Department changed. And I think that the process was not fair to Hunter.
That's Mama Jill saying, well, Joe said he would not pardon Hunter, but the process changed. In other words, we no longer controlled the Department of Justice. Real justice was going to be dealt with. Now, when they had control of the Department of Justice, yeah, it would have been all just fine. He wouldn't need to pardon them because they'd never pursue anything. They seldom did anyway. But Joe Biden had said, I will never pardon him. But then Joe says he had to because we were being oppressed and we were being persecuted and we're being pushed down and everything. The same thing they did to the U.S. American public. If you did not side with the leftists. But that's common, isn't it? When the, quote, shoe is on the other foot. I've got a story before we wrap up this hour that I want to go over with you as one of the candidates to be the next mayor of L.A. Another perfect example of hypocrisy. Saturday, Freedom 250, the group organizing the 250th birthday party in our nation's capital, had announced that Trump would kick off the state fair on June 24 with an opening ceremony. Here's the way they put it in their statement. As a visionary behind the Great American State Fair, we're excited to announce President Trump will personally kick off this historic celebration on Wednesday, June 24, in an opening ceremony celebrating America's 250th birthday. But, on True Social, later the same day, the president said he was considering an America is Back rally and would give a major speech rallying the country forward. Several news outlets described that as Trump turning the event into a MAGA rally. Well, that was already being pushed by many on the left anyway. The artists that were lined up to prepare that they were going to be taking part in it, supposedly, I don't know how their names were cleared that they would be part of it, but a lot of them were saying, no, we're not going to be there. We're not going to do that. We're not going to celebrate Donald Trump. I get so angry here. I really do. We're talking about celebrating 250 years as a nation. Trump is the president. If it fell during Biden's administration, and they were holding such an event to celebrate in our nation's capital, I would support it, honoring our nation. I don't want it to become a political affair. And it certainly could under Trump. I'm not going to deny that. And it certainly could have under Biden. But again, it's their hate for Trump. So they didn't want to do it. So several of the supposedly scheduled artists are dropping out. Interior Secretary Burgum says, I have a word about those artists.
The Great American State Fair, running 15 days here on the Mall, starting in late June and going through July 10th, is a celebration of all 50 states and all territories. And there is a planned event for the opening of that. And of course, I with a smile on my face, I can't say it. I can't wade into the politics of musicians because, you know, some musicians want to play music for everybody, and some musicians seem to have segmented their audiences the same way you know, politicians have. But this is Freedom 250 and the celebration of the 250 is a nonpartisan event. And I would encourage, you know, everybody in America to get out, celebrate in your own way, celebrate in your own community. And if you're here, you know, over those 15 days, you get a chance to see the amazing things going on across all of our 50 states.
And again, it's this happens to be the 250th. It doesn't happen to be. It is the 250th July 4th celebration. Artists that were performing at various places last July 4. Some of the same artists canceling, saying they won't participate in this event. Why? Because of Trump. They want to claim that he's doing everything wrong and he's cheating and stealing. And they also tend to forget one thing he's done that is bright for the future of our young people. What he set up with his child accounts, Secretary of Treasury Bessent.
Model, but for many people around the country, 38% of American families have no exposure to our great equity market. They don't participate in the innovation, in our economic engine. They don't understand our great management. So with the Trump accounts, with the children who were born during President Trump's administration, Treasury will seed those accounts with $1,000. But anyone with children under 18 should open a Trump account because many of the great philanthropists are also putting money in. Families can put up to $5,000 in per year per child. And many states are going to participate. Corporations are going to participate. Comcast is participating.
Can you imagine if such a program had been available when you were born and all that money had accumulated up to the age that you decided you were going to start taking it out and you were allowed to take it out? That's a benefit for these kids going forward. And let me tell you something. It's not just for kids who are white. It's not. Are you listening? Are you listening? It's not just for kids of a particular color. Our religion, our political belief, it's for all children have the opportunity if their parents take advantage of it. But if they hate Trump so much, they will not do it, and they will miss out on a great opportunity for their children. My boots on the ground correspondent, Andrew, digs into some material that I don't get a chance to get into sometimes, and he sent me this about a Institute of Technology in Germany that has new research out that finds that if you're already paranoid about being digitally tracked, this is going to make you think a little more about it. The study using a machine learning system could identify individuals with an accuracy rate of 99.5%. They can use the Wi-Fi routers we all have in our homes with a major privacy vulnerability to identify any human being coming within their range, according to this study. They can focus on all your connected devices, an entire blanket area of coverage. Already we're hearing cries that this is a downside for privacy. These devices are connected to a router using beamforming needs to send constant feedback in order to be found. Now, this is above my pay grade. I'm only reading what I see here. I can't vouch for it, but it sounds like it's probably pretty accurate. As routers send out and receive network feedback, the signal is inevitably impacted by real-world factors, pets, walls, people. And the gap between the signal routers expected to receive and the distorted feedback can allow researchers to identify different things. They apparently, based on doing some of this, mapped out 161 individuals, their physical characteristics, even if they were changing their gait and how they walked or carried objects like backpacks. And the accuracy rate, according to this study out of Germany, was somewhere between 50 to 60%. Co-author said in a press release, this works similar to a normal camera. The difference being that in our case, radio waves instead of light waves are used for recognition. And making it worse is this data is available for anyone to grab because it's unencrypted and can be accessed without ever connecting directly to the remote. So the team wrote in their paper, we have shown robust identity interference with a common off-the-shelf hardware already in widespread adoption in many homes. This hardware making its way into millions of homes, the privacy concerns are severe. They even talk about another system called WhoFi, making it harder to access consumer hardware, but still identify people through walls with an alarmingly high accuracy rate. They write that while there may be legitimate use case, we explicitly consider identity interference via Wi-Fi sensing a privacy attack. In other words, you're being gauged and evaluated by someone because you have your Wi-Fi signal up and on. I thought I had a code. I thought you had to have my code, my password. They're saying, no, we can intercept the beams of the Wi-Fi and identify you and your life and what you do and what you don't do in many cases. And this is just the beginning of looking at this research. What else is in there that we don't know yet? Not trying to make you paranoid, but it does raise a lot of questions, does it not? We already have concerns over the Patriot Act in the sense of metadata. Now, metadata is supposedly just connecting the phone numbers called to and calls from. No conversations whatsoever, just the phone numbers. And when they show up in a certain reference to a target that's already been identified by the CIA or the FBI as a possible foreign adversary or maybe one inside our nation, they're looking at the phone numbers, not the conversation. But if you happen to call by accident that number, you're suddenly in that metadata grouping. Yeah, digital world is great, and yet at the same time, we need to watch and keep a good hold on it. And of course, there'd been talk about you want to stop people from speeding, you put a governor on the car. It will only go a certain speed, and then it will go no farther, no faster, I should say. Well, if you like speed and you're in Oakland, California, you might still be going too slow.
Morning Oak leaders say its speed camera program is successful. Teams installed the cameras back in January at 18 intersections. Oakland says it handed out 82,000 speeding tickets between March and April, the fines ranging from $50 to $500. We're expecting another speed camera report from the city this summer.
That is a report out of an NBC affiliate in Oakland, California. They put up these cameras at 18 intersections, and as you heard, 82,000 speeding tickets were issued between March and April of this year. 82,000. That's a lot of speeding. And not even talking about rolling through a stop sign. Oh, yeah. And I have to admit, I've been guilty of that. I remember one time in grade school, I was doing a survey for my science class, and I was sitting at a lot watching cars come up to a stop sign, and I was marking how many really came to a full stop and how many rolled through. Apparently, it caused enough disturbance that a police officer stopped by. What are you doing, son? And I showed him. He said, oh, okay. He said, well, it happens all the time. You're going to see more of them. I told you earlier that the hypocrisy of the left just cannot be denied. In 2024, the Democrat Socialist Council member that attended a homeowners association debate while running for re-election. She's now a mayoral candidate in L.A., Nitha Rahman. And they were debating about no homeless encampment should be within 500 feet of daycare centers or schools. Her saying at that time was, I don't think a child is going to be any safer if the camp for the homeless is 500 feet away from the school. It's not going to make any difference. The crowd booed at her. And she arrogantly rolled her eyes at them and won re-election. Well, now some guys decided this last weekend, since she's running for L.A. mayor, let us set up a homeless encampment near her home, right outside her home. It was staged. Even if she knew it was staged, she was visibly rattled. Especially on behalf of her kids. My kids, I worry about my kids and this group of people that encamp near me. And yet she still expresses no empathy for the everyday people of Los Angeles who have to deal with her policies that she would put in place and already has. Oh, encampment seminars, they don't need to be 500 feet away from a school. No big deal if they're close to a school. No big deal if we have people doing drugs near a school. But you put it in her backyard and suddenly, oh my God, you can't do that. That's what we've been trying to tell you. The one thing the Democrats, and particularly the strong leftists, are very good at is hypocrisy. Very good at it. And I'll have to give them credit for what it's worth. Reminding you, tomorrow night we will not have a second hour because we'll be carrying the debate live from Lindenwood University. But remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.